It's good to be back. And I wanted to say to a number of people, thank you, because there's a couple of you guys that listen that have told me they've really enjoyed hearing some of my thoughts on when I'm not doing too well in terms of my mental health, mental fitness, trying to maintain that, trying to make it better. So I appreciate reaching out because it was definitely a very difficult start to the year for me. But as with anything, those breakdowns can be breakthroughs. And that is a cliche, but I'm going to say it anyway because I think it's important. And when things aren't working out, there's going to be lessons there. But you do have to get through that and survive that in the right way to learn them. So I appreciate you guys doing that. And today won't really be a huge focus on that. But I'm learning between wanting to give you guys things that are practical. So I know a lot of you guys are here for just songwriting. And I know some of you guys are also here to hear other things and more about the mentality of being a writer and at least my experiences of it. I'm not the authority. So I wanted to say thank you to those people. And if anything I learned, it's good to get on medication. I had a great doctor kick my ass to make sure I did the things I need to do. Got also a really great therapist who I think is just really helpful and just reflective and able to offer me things at the right in the right way and very clever man. So I think I would recommend if people either need medication, go for that. But the whole point of medication is to stabilize yourself in order to then get the therapy, then do the work, pull things up and look at them and learn how to go on next time. So that's similar to what I was saying, is you want to get yourself in a position to be able to be better, to go from there. So I appreciate you guys supporting that. And just a few things that I learned, and this might be a really short one, but I also wanted to look at just saying thank you and a couple of like admin bits. So this is an announcement slash update, whatever. I don't know. I'm learning again. Like I said, I'll always come at you with the practical, nerdy songwriting stuff, because honestly, that's what I love. And the more I share with people, the more clients I work with, the more resources I come up with, the more I think, okay, this is really cool. I love doing this and it helps people. And I've had messages recently, AD, if I'm saying that right, incredible artist, in terms of spoken word and visual art and digital visual art. Crazy. It's really, really cool to have people like that. Like we said, we've had authors. I think I'm going to go ahead and maybe look at trying to get some more left field creatives to come and talk to you guys, because I just want to inspire and enjoy the experience myself. So yeah, we've had some really cool creative people get involved, and it made me think, as well as having an email from a couple of people, Philippa being one of them, Tiki, who edits the show, have a question and I would need responses, to be completely honest. I know sort of how many people listen. And like I said, if you're not going to be involved, that's awesome. You know, I love the people that listen and can just enjoy it at their pace. But I'd love a response to the question, are we ready for Discord? So those of you guys that don't know Discord, super simple. It's kind of like an anonymous, really fun messaging platform. Obviously, I use my name on there, most people do, but it's a cool place because you can set up different rooms. And for this podcast, again, the question is, would we like a Discord? Do we want one? Because I would love to be able to chat to you guys, for those that want to be involved. The podcast will not change. If anything, it will continue to evolve and be more and more practical and more helpful. But in terms of being able to speak to you guys that want to talk, and I'd love to introduce a few of the people I work with, a few of my friends or people that would benefit outside of that, into these rooms, into this Discord. So if you'd be interested in having a Discord community for this podcast, I think it'd be great. Even if there's 5-10 of you, I would start it. So if you would like that, please just hit me with an email. I wish I knew that, pod@gmail.com. Hit us on Instagram, any way you want. Even hit my email if you want to. Just let me know if there's sort of like 5-10 people that are involved. I know it will flood from there, but I would just like to know. That's probably only a certain percentage of you guys. Oh, I know what percentage of you guys that would be. Because I see you guys, some of you interacted and some of you want to keep listening to the show. Like I said, some of you have become, you know, amazing fans and supporters. And obviously, honestly, anytime someone sends me an email, sends a song, sends a question, it really does make my day. And I'm going to leave it at that because it's as earnest as I can be on a fucking microphone. But I'd love to know if people want to have a Discord. So again, I'm asked the question, do you want a Discord for this podcast? I feel like there's at least 5-10 people that I know straight away that would love to meet each other, have that interaction. Just had an email from Philippa saying something similar, but I think her case is slightly different. So I'll chat to her about that. But I think it'd be cool. Like I said, I'd introduce all my clients because there's people that do work with me, do invest in that. And I appreciate the patience of you guys who are not going to work with me, but still listen to the advert, still put up with me talking about my clients, because it really is insightful, the stuff that I learn while I'm doing that. And again, if you're not going to be involved in that sense, do not worry about it. That's why I wanted to create this middle ground whereby we've got the podcast. Everyone knows how that works. I'm trying to get better at it. I always will. I keep growing it. Good guests, all these kinds of things. And we have my clients, whom I adore as well. They're kind of like family members. But in the middle, I think it'd be cool to have a space where you guys can talk to each other. You know, it's not me having to gatekeep. And I've already connected Emily and Peter. I've connected Mark and Stu, who you guys know for sure. I'm not far from connecting a few other people. But I thought, why not let you guys do it yourself? And I think also it would kind of function like a Patreon, non-Patreon. And I'm kind of toying with the idea of Patreon. I'm not really sure how I feel about it yet, but at least while we're growing the show, I'd at least like to have the positive functions of a Patreon for everyone. So again, the question is, do you want Discord? If yes, just email. Just tell me, just say I'm in, or something obscure. I'm sure I'll get it. But if there's 5 or 10 of you, then I'll go about not only replying to you all, but popping it on the Instagram, popping it on the website, and just having that be an open space for people that want to come chat about songwriting. And I know there's at least, you can chat to Emily as well. She's awesome. She's really, really cool to talk to. So there could be a few people you can interact with in there, including myself. Obviously, I'd always be there for questions. It'd just be a really nice way for everyone to interact. Also to collect songs, to give feedback. I would at some point probably be able to give exclusive content similar to a Patreon and definitely be able to upload things uniquely to that. But as I said, anyone that listens to the podcast, I'm not interested at all in deterring you or alienating people that are not going to be on Discord. Everything I do will still be coming through here. And that's always going to be my focus for the podcast in terms of free content. There may well be things like Patreon where if you want a little bit more, a little bit extra, a little bit different, we'll pay for that. But I'd rather just see who's there, who's interacting with this, and how can we make this more and more helpful and useful to people that I don't work with. Or even, like Philippa put it, in between our sessions, she can be doing things with other writers. And that for me would be wonderful. And, you know, when I'm away writing with other people, developing artists, producing, there's still a place where you guys can all talk and I could even share insights or get people I work with to jump in, and who knows. So again, it's kind of like that simple question. Let me know if you think that Discord would be cool. And again, for those of you who don't know, it's just a really, really useful, very practical way of having all separate conversations. Like, we've already got it set up. It's just, if you guys want to come in, I'll open it up. I'm keen. Because I think there's some wonderful people that would get this thing going. So if you haven't downloaded Discord, it's super simple. And if you're interested, you can jump in there anonymously or use your name, and you can just meet people. And we'd have different rooms. Like, we've got questions rooms, we've got discussions, we've got practicals, we've got stuff about maybe well-being, mental health, and we can have private rooms, we can have public things. I'd obviously be throwing stuff in there whenever I can. It's a good way to get in touch with everyone involved with the show. So our team would be on there as well. That's it. So let me know. Are you interested in Discord? If so, I will open it up to people. We've got a couple of people in there in terms of the team. And then I want people in there that are really going to enjoy it and populate it. And for those of you pioneers, those brave people that go in there first, that's awesome. And we'll get to chat more and more as we do this. And then the others will see the light and we might get a nice little squad in there, a family. That's what we're aiming for. So that's Discord. In terms of the update, I feel good. And mentally, I think it was a good tip because Australia was such an insane experience. It's like a 9 out of 10. I was talking to my therapist, like, it was such an extreme experience. And then at that time, my life was really not going well in terms of the real world. So that contrast was probably too much. It was a big gap. And I think I sent myself into a bit of a spin, whereas Greece was as good. It was amazing. But when I came back, I put a lot of work in, swallowed frogs, as my mum calls it. When you do things you don't want to do, you swallow a frog. I swallowed a lot of frogs. Sorted out all these things in my life. So when I came back from Greece, despite it being awesome, I was able to kind of get on with it. And I really did miss doing this. I miss podcasting, and it's hard. You know, I think, oh, how do I deliver value? Am I going to be interesting enough? So these updates are a really nice way to be a bit more free. So then when I'm trying to divulge things and make them useful, interesting, practically about songwriting, I will be better at that because of these. So I know some of you guys like these, some of you don't. That's absolutely fine. But any questions or thoughts, you can abuse me, please do. All the people I love abuse me, so why not join in? And again, Discord, if you're keen. In terms of other updates, just thank you. Like I said, I get an email or a follow or there's a message, and I just get to interact with people that are really creative, and I see what they're doing in the world. Or I got a message from Gabriel Marchuk, who's a guy I work with, you know, just a couple of sessions, and we'll be playing one of his songs on the help desk sessions as well. But just sort of heart-wrenching hearing from people like how much they've enjoyed working on their songs, and just simple things that I take for granted, the effect they can have on someone's writing, and their life is fucking awesome. So thank you guys for that as well. Like, just being people that are putting themselves out there and willing to chat, willing to follow, willing to try and learn. Because I mean, nearly everyone on this show, despite you guys not knowing each other, that's why I think I really would like to make this Discord happen. So I'll probably do it anyway, but let me know who's up for it first and we could do something fun. Maybe get on a big Zoom together, who knows. But I think the point is to have all of you amazing, wonderful, weird, creative people interacting with each other and us as quick as possible. Like, as I said, it won't change the podcast. If anything, it'll make it better because we'll get feedback and I'll know what I'm wambling on, what's interesting, and vice versa. But as I said, these updates are kind of more free. They're more for me, selfishly, as everything is. We're all selfish beings, but I'd love a Discord. So maybe you've just listened to me decide that we are going to do a Discord. But as I said, when this comes out, let me know. Let me know and I'll facilitate it. But I think some of the balls are rolling. I will obviously be in there with my madness. And we'll be probably getting various other people from the team. Like I said, anyway, thank you. I'm looking forward to... So personally, there's a couple of things I'm going to do. I think insights I'm really enjoying. They're a lot more practical and focused. They're pretty different from these updates. However, in these updates, I think it's also important just to say what I'm up to. So got back, working with clients, really enjoying it. Some people are kind of all over the place, so it's a bit quieter. I'm also taking the time, honestly, to adjust. I knew from a great holiday back to work, I probably need a couple of days this week, like I didn't work yesterday. No reference to that, so who knows what day it is. It could be a Monday. But didn't work yesterday. Back to work a bit today, doing the important things, connecting with people, bringing those relationships back. That's actually really, really important. There'll be an insight on how we build relationships and the importance. But I had a great conversation just now with Lucy Waugh about relationships and how important they are and kind of work she's doing. And even just us facilitating that Zoom call, like that is part of the relationship building. And it's maybe a project she'll be a part of. And maybe there are things in the future she'll share, you know, so it's just doing that. And I try to offer things. So relationships will be an insights. Sure, and I'll take you through a more focused, scientific, stepwise, awareness-based, practical workshop on relationships for sure, possibly with Emily, but I think that one's huge. So that was a tangent. Working with clients, back to doing that, really enjoying it, and, you know, finding different people's cadences. Not everyone can afford it, not everyone can do it now, not everyone can do it that regularly, but I'm starting to see some really cool results, like IA Kunstler, client of mine, just put out a song, Piscally. It's been stuck in my head ever since we started working on it a long time ago, and he's just got it right, and he's a wonderful human being. He just really is. So check out that song. Lyric video came out. And also, I've enjoyed getting back into writing and just speaking to people and trying to book studio time in London, Bath, and done a few sessions recently, just before I went away. And I'll be doing the same in a couple of weeks. So, you know, here we are in May, end of May. I'm trying to... what's really cool as well, I'm going to start working with a couple more of you guys over in the US with some awesome producers I love, like Kara Grezovich, Alyssa Wilkins as well. Some really cool people from a business group I joined. Starting to work with some of their clients, and I'm just loving it. Like, I'm coaching, but also going to be writing, like consulting for people as a songwriter, but still in this kind of coaching space, which is awesome because you get to work with lots of different types of people. Then I'm taking one or two artists, doing a little mini camp in London, Oxford, more specifically, getting back for the summer. And as I said, I'm really looking forward to, before I go back to the UK, laying out for you guys, we can do a business insight. That's going to be really cool. We're going to be doing relationships building insight. Got a really cool feature episode, which I'll wait for. Some stunning interviews. Like, we've still got a bunch up our sleeves, and I've got one or two more in mind that I'm going to reach out for. So thank you. Again, thank you is really appropriate, like I said. Even when I'm not feeling shit, if I'm just having a normal day, when I get an email from one of you guys, it just bumps up my mood hugely. And it's a selfish thing for me to mention, for sure, but I just love it. And I hear people's stories, and you get to see, you know, people's questions are never the same. The answers are that I often give are quite similar, because I think there's certain processes that work for everything. But I just love all the different angles that people come from. I love where you are in the world, what you're interested in. And it's been great to start to talk to people from Australia. Get a lot of you beautiful Americans, which I'm always glad for. Some Brits popping up now and again. So thank you for that. But as I said, all of you guys are here because you've at some point typed in songwriting, right, for podcasting, and you found something hopefully is helpful. And I'm always going to do my best, feedback dependent, you know, let me know what's shit and what's good, always going to do my best to help you, because you're all inquisitive, creative, earnest people that are fucking doing it, and you're trying to do it better and enjoy it more, or whatever you're looking for in writing. We're trying to facilitate that. So the more you're involved, let me know. Again, Discord would be a really cool way to kind of fast track those things for you guys for free. So yeah, we shall do the Discord, but just let me know who's in, who wants in first, and I'll kind of send you the link and we can get it going on a certain time. Excited. Lots to work through, exhausted, not doing brilliantly mentally, but really enjoying that journey of building the skills to get better at reacting to things and learning how to do that better. And, you know, I'm probably mixing too many things at once, but I'm keeping it quite simple in some ways. You know, I work on my client's like a little family that all need attention in different ways. And there's a podcast community, which I wish I had more time for, and I'm going to do my best to interact with. Again, this Discord would be great. It's incredibly fulfilling. So thank you. It's my privilege to... sounds a bit arrogant, doesn't it? But it's my privilege to do this. So if you guys find it useful, that's just... that gives me kind of purpose. And like the amount of times where working with clients or writing with people, that's great. But when I just think that there's someone out here maybe finding this show for the first time and just hearing things I haven't heard, or hearing from some of our awesome guests, that never fails to, if not make me smile, make me realize there's something good out there doing good, and yeah, devoid of any my professional pursuits, this is a fucking pleasure. So you're good people, and as I said, I'd love this Discord. I'd love to meet more of you, all of you. I've met a number actually, which is really cool, and I'll be doing so. And if you want to book a Zoom, like nothing to do with coaching, if you want to just book a Zoom and chat to me, then the link is there. And I look forward to learning from all of you. That's been really cool to build some resources you'll hear from soon in sessions. Check out Help Desk. If you have a question, if you have a song, if you have a poem, send it in. We would love to share it. And as I always say with questions, you might think it's simple. Need not be embarrassed, because your simple question might be actually quite complex for someone else. And also that simple question you send might be crucial to someone else and answer that question for everyone listening. Or you might pull something useful out of my head that you haven't heard before. So thank you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Please let me know about the Discord. Send in your questions via email, by Instagram, however you're going to do it. Send snail mail if you're really interested, let me know. But probably not the best way to do it in these times. But thank you so much. As I said, doing better. This is more of an update, insight. Not so much an insight, more of an update. Thank you. And look out for these insights. I'm going to be firing them off. I'm going to enjoy putting together a bit more snappy, hopefully, and they'll be practical for you guys who have listened through this soppy shit and you think, nah, give me some tunes. And also, yeah, I'm going to be talking about what it's like in sessions. So the sessions I've been in, quote unquote professional sessions, every session is a professional session if you're trying to write a song. But the ones I've been experiencing, and as I said, the business side, the relationship side, the actual practicalities of being in a session, as well as a really cool feature episode. And I'm going to be lining up something for our 100th episode. And I'll let you know as soon as possible. Thank you, much love, and I'll speak at you soon.